Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Beltway Blitz is just moments away. We'll talk about the Capitals losing Vitek Vanecek in the expansion draft last night. He's no longer property of the Caps between the pipes. Tarik El-Bashir has you covered there. Scott Abraham on the latest with the Washington football team in the NFL. We'll get the Blitz started in a second. But, Danny, this tweet from DeAndre Hopkins is pretty big.
Yes,
he is a superstar, and his initial response is not to take this in stride, but clearly as someone who isn't vaccinated and doesn't want to be vaccinated, reading between the lines, he's basically threatening retirement. He's threatening not playing anymore. He says, never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Now, do I actually think he's not going to play this year? I don't. Do I think he would retire over this? I don't. But that doesn't make this not newsy. It doesn't make this not a big deal. It also has me thinking about something else. To my knowledge, the date to tell the league that you weren't going to opt in this year has come and gone. It was a few weeks ago. And we didn't have anybody opt out, right? This has now changed the conversation some because these rules weren't put in place before that. I do wonder if guys are going to have an opportunity based on this new collection of rules that's been passed along to them from the league and the Players Association, if they'll get a chance to opt out. Like, let's just say Montez Sweat or DeAndre Hopkins or whoever doesn't want to get the shot and they don't want to affect their teammates. You probably have to now give them that out again, don't you? Or is it just too late? Like, they didn't know this when they decided to opt in, so I would think they should get an opportunity to opt out without any kind of ramifications if they don't want to play this year. Because it is a choice. They are able to do what they want. Consequences do matter, but I think it's only right that you give them the opportunity to opt out now with knowing what cards are on the table.
I think that's fair because this wasn't part of the equation until moments ago, right? So if I had I didn't have all the information at my disposal. Maybe somebody knew this was coming. Maybe there was an internal memo that went around. Maybe the NFLPA tried to make guys aware in some degree with some advance notice. But I would say you should extend whatever deadline existed to allow players to weigh the options now.
To me, that's key, and I hope that they do that. There are other players coming out voicing their annoyance, frustration with the Players Association. Matthew Judon, a comment that was laced with profanity, saying he's very, very upset that the Players Association agreed to this new collection of stipulations with the NFL. We'll get back into this at 4:25. They actually think a guy like Hopkins might not play. But let's get to our Blitz. We got a lot to cover. Teams in town, people care about in D.C. Let's start on the diamond. Jessica Camerato, MLB.com, does a wonderful job covering the Nationals. I got to bump into her out in Denver. It was cool to see in person. Jessica should be a four-game winning streak. I mean, they went three straight games, 18 innings from starters, no runs. Last night, they couldn't get anything going. They hit into four double plays, including a ball that was 116 off Josh Bell's bat. I mean, how do you make sense of last night? That was a frustrating one.
Last night's game was surprising, especially, as you pointed out, just how well they had been hitting. But, That's why teams don't go undefeated all the time. There are going to be nights when there's hiccups, but it's all about making the best kind of contact. And like you pointed out, hitting into those double plays, just being, you know, watching where you're hitting, pulling in different directions, just those double plays really catch up to them.
What's the latest on Steven Strasburg?
So he's continuing his rehab process. And the thing with him is the Nationals, they're not putting a timeline on his expected return. The other day, general manager Mike Rizzo did say that he does expect Strasburg will pitch this season, but they're not going to rush him on the mound until he's 100%. He threw a bullpen, but now about 2 weeks ago, and he felt some discomfort after, so they scaled back a little bit. And since then, he has been feeling better, but right now it's like, get to the park, watch and see where he's throwing from. Is he in the bullpen? Is he throwing in the outfield? But they're just taking an extremely cautious approach.
Jessica, the Mets are 6 games ahead of the Nats. They've got a stretch in August, though, where in 13 straight games, they're playing the Giants and the Dodgers back to back to back to back, and those are the two best teams right now, maybe in all of baseball. Is Washington going to try to add? It's one thing not to sell, but are they going to try to be buyers 8 days from now at the deadline?
Rizzo said that he's going to wait until closer to the deadline just to see where everybody's at. Because like you said, so much can change in that short period of time. But with the NL East being such a close division, and as you see injuries popping up and things are changing, I would expect that the Nationals would buy more than they would sell. But to your point with the Mets in-house, during All-Star Weekend, I was asking players in the NL East, including Pete Alonso, what has to happen in order to be successful in the NL East in the second half. And Alonso said that health is a big thing. So I think we're going to see even just what pops up between now and the trade deadline in terms of injuries and who's available. That makes a huge difference.
Jessica, quickly, Mike Rizzo spoke very forcefully about Starlin Castro and about National Zero Tolerance Policy, et cetera. Where do we stand with that investigation? Do the Nationals know something extra? I guess they'd certainly seen enough to sever all ties. Just kind of what do we know about that situation?
Well, the investigation is still ongoing, and Castro is on administrative leave, which does have a period of time for them to sort through everything. The Nationals, you know, I don't know what information they've been given behind the scenes, but they have spoken, as you said, very strongly in broader terms about what will and will not be tolerated by the organization. So we know how they stand right now in terms of their perspective on things, and then we still have to wait for the investigation to be completed.
Rizzo's saying essentially he's not going to play for the team again. I mean, that's basically what he said. That's based on the allegation, yes? I mean, it's not like they didn't say to you guys that they found something, that they dug into this on their own. That's based on the allegation of domestic violence.
So they were made aware of the situation the night before the administrative leave came down. And in the past week, both Rizzo and Martinez have been very clear as to where they stand on that issue.
Jessica, thank you. Appreciate the information. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Talk soon. Let's talk about the Capitals, please. Our buddy Tarik Arbashiro knows the Capitals extraordinarily well, covers them for The Athletic, and he also, like me, pines for the return one day, potentially, the double-decker taco. Tarik, I will throw a party. You're invited. We'll get Taco Bell. Everyone can come when Evgeny Kuznetsov is no longer on the Caps roster. When am I going to have that party?
You know, that's a great question. I don't envision anything happening soon with Kuznetsov. I mean, look, people in the front office are frustrated with him. Teammates are frustrated with him. He put them in a bad spot last year. You know, from the fine early on for breaking COVID protocol rules, for, you know, getting COVID a second time. Look, you never want to blame someone for getting sick in the middle of a global pandemic, but when somebody gets sick twice, you start to wonder about maturity issues and just kind of, you know, being accountable to your teammates. And, you know, he also missed a game for being late to a meeting. That said, this team has spent so long trying to get a player of his ability level. It's hard for them just to walk away. And my feeling in talking to people is that maybe they've softened a little bit on those, those initial reports of we're going to take calls. I mean, you get rid of him, And now who's getting the puck to TJ Oshie or to Tom Wilson or whoever's playing on the right side? And what if 33-year-old Nicholas Backstrom goes down with an injury? You know, he's getting up there in age and mileage. You might create a bigger problem simply by allowing frustration and emotion to drive the bus on this one.
Tarek, last night, Vitek Vanacek was taken off the roster. He's stolen away from us in the middle of the night by the Seattle Kraken, or as our producer calls him, the Seattle Kraken.
The Kraken.
Big loss, Vitek Vanacek, who was huge for them last year. How big do you think?
You know, I think from a hockey standpoint, the Capitals will get over it. You know, in talking to people around the league and just, you know, what I've observed, I mean, he's a good young player, and you never want to lose good young players, but was he going to be a number one? Was he going to be a starter that you could win a championship with? I think at 25 years old, we had seen enough to know that probably not. He just didn't have quite the athleticism or the size of a dominant goaltender. So I think from a hockey standpoint, they're going to get over that. They'll be able to get someone to replace him. From a salary cap standpoint, it was devastating because he was the lowest paid player on a team that's pressed up against the cap and still has to sign Alex Ovechkin and Ilya Samsonov and make some other improvements. The Capitals really needed the Kraken or the Kraken to take a more expensive player off of their roster, especially someone on the back end like a Brendan Dillon or a Justin Schultz. And look, you don't want to lose those players either.
Do you think they would have preferred that, Tarek? Like,
that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
In a place where Brian McClellan won't admit it publicly, who would he have wanted them to claim?
So they left Schultz and Dillon exposed for that very reason. Schultz makes $4 million this coming season. Dillon makes $3.9 million. That's not to say they're unhappy with those players. They're just looking at the math going, how is this all going to work if we have all these players on our cap? Someone's got to go. So by taking Vanacek, basically Ron Francis, the Kraken general manager, said, hey, I'm not going to help you out of this bind, guys. I'm going to take your inexpensive goaltender that has a little bit of upside, and you guys can deal with that mess yourself. And so what we're going to see here in the next few days is the Capitals are going to have to shed some salary. They're going to have to make some trades where you go, what? They did what? They're not trying to get better. They're just trying to open up cap space.
That's always a great recipe for team improvement. Tarek, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll see you, my friend. Let's talk Washington football team, please. Scott Abraham joins us to do that very thing. It's happening, Scott. It's finally here, training camp. Washington football team, your biggest question heading into training camp is?
Guys, I mean, I think now it's the whole vaccination debate. I mean, look what's going on here with a new mandate by the NFL in terms of forfeiting games by unvaccinated players. You know, earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, the AP reporting that Washington is below the 50% threshold of players vaccinated on the team. That could be problematic in a storyline that everybody's going to be talking about and monitoring, certainly for the first couple of days of training camp, because there's obviously plenty of incentives for these players to get vaccinated, for these teams to have that 85% threshold in terms of complete vaccination rate among the team. Something to monitor as training camp gets underway next week in Richmond.
Yeah, the reaction, if you gauge Twitter as real life, which it really isn't real life so far, is that players are very angry about this. I mean, is this going to lead to more players in Washington, elsewhere, but I really just care about Washington, getting the vaccination? Or are the rules changes today? Are the suggestions passed down from the league, the mandates, if you will, that if you don't want to have games and checks taken away from you, is it not going to move this further?
Grant, I got to believe this is going to move the needle more toward that 85% threshold, because you're talking about a man's livelihood now, in a sense of you're taking away their paycheck. You're going to be hurting their wallet. They're almost playing, the NFL is almost playing the peer pressure card in a way, because if these vaccinated players, you know, their teammates that are unvaccinated, they screw up for them, and they're going to be costing their game check and their food on the table for their family. It could be a very interesting dynamic in that locker room and maybe almost build a rift in a sense. So it'll be interesting to see how this locker room responds in Washington in terms of that peer pressure card, because the NFL, I mean, they're not stupid guys. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing, and I think the needle's definitely going to be moving toward that 85% now because the fact that game checks could be lost if games are forfeited.
Scott, I personally like Scott Turner. He was on, he came on our show, and he was great to talk to, and you know the background. But how sure are we about him? I feel the rest of the coaching staff, you think Jack Del Rio had coaching experience, bona fide defensive coordinator Ron Rivera, you know, he's got his bona fides as well. Scott Turner's kind of the wild card here. Last year, not that much to work with. Now we got some new toys. How confident are we in him?
That's the perfect point right there, Danny, because he has a lot more toys and weapons to work with. Now we're really going to see what Scott Turner can bring to the offense, can bring to the table. I don't think there's any excuses now, right, guys? Because he has a lot more toys in terms of, you know, an Adam Humphries, a Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson, guys you can move all over the field, use different formations, use different looks, not to mention a really good wide receiver in Terry McLaurin. So Ron Rivera said during minicamp, he sees Scott Turner being more relaxed, more comfortable, more confident in terms of talking to the guys and managing an offense. I expect good things from Scott, good things from this offense, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick under center. I think it's going to be a different offense. We've seen the last couple of years of the dinking and dunking down the field. Fitzpatrick and Turner, they'll be able to open up the playbook more, push the football down the field.
Scott, thank you. We appreciate you.
See you, fellas.
Reaction is coming in from all over the NFL from players as we speak on the NFL's message. 32 teams told today that if unvaccinated players lead to a COVID outbreak, games will be forfeited, you will take losses, and there will be no game checks for anybody in the locker room. DeAndre Hopkins, in a now-deleted tweet, said, "Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL." There's some other comments like that from players to pass along next. How do you think this is going to end? Where are we headed with the players and possibly their own union fighting with each other while also fighting with the NFL? We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The NFL going where Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL has not been willing to yet. Taking a big step in trying to, I think you could say force, right? I mean, I know that's not a word that maybe is official, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to force players to get vaccinated, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, heavily incentivized. I mean, it was, I don't know a better way to do it. I mean, it's a really heavy foot in terms of the incentivization. It reminds me how, you know, Tony Soprano used to say, I'm a waste management. Kind of what he is, but it's a lot more to it than that. So yeah, they're trying to, I mean, coerce maybe the right
they're
word.
Pushing,
I mean,
players to the vaccination.
Pushing, there
but
you go.
I bring this up because a buddy of mine who's a Major League Baseball player is in a clubhouse today, and it seems like a lot of guys are sitting around. They're just tracking all this, and they're blown away. And I can't answer the question. He's texted me three times. He said, how many players need to be out with COVID until they forfeit? I don't know the answer to that.
I just don't know.
I would want to know the answer to that as well. That's one of the things that keeps popping up, and there are other things that they're kind of amazed by, but I don't know if other sports follow suit. The first one to do it is football. Next time, this year, baseball starts in the spring, or are they going to do something like this? Don't know. But if you can't get enough players to get vaccinated on their own, we said this would happen a few weeks ago. The league was going to do everything it could to try to force players down this path. Well, what they've decided to do is even far and beyond what I was anticipating.
I never thought this would happen.
They are saying, you're going to forfeit the game. We're not going to work to reschedule your game if unvaccinated players getting COVID lead to us needing to try to get you a new date. We're not going to do that. You just lose the game. That was jaw-dropping. That was just the first thing we heard today. The next thing you heard was that all of the costs incurred by the team that doesn't get to play because of your outbreak, you're going to pay for everything they need you to pay for. Makes some sense, I suppose. You could also get in trouble and have some punishment passed down from Roger Goodell. That was surprising to me. But the big deal, and the last thing, as you said, was you don't get paid and the team that you're playing doesn't get paid. That's the one I just always come back to and I go, oh my. If my team is fully vaccinated, we don't get to play because another team had a low vaccination rate and an outbreak. And it's not to say that you can't have an outbreak if you are vaccinated, obviously. Chances of that are lesser. But let's say my team's vaccinated, everybody's healthy, we're ready to play on Sunday, and come Wednesday, you're a low vaccination rate, you have 7 cases, game gets called, that team forfeits. Yeah, we win, but I don't get to play, and I get 1/18th of the amount of money that I'm supposed to make this year. I lose a paycheck? Because
probably
of that,
forego bonuses and a bunch of other things too that would be tied along.
Yeah,
with
if I was, it was a 10-sack bonus, and I end up at 9.5, but I have one fewer game to play in. I'm going to be irate, and the reason they're doing that
started, yeah,
is to force pressure to have players, you know, have this conversation in the locker room for fear that there's going to be guys upset at you, and it is leading to this reaction all around the league. Now, DeAndre Hopkins has since deleted this tweet, where he essentially said he was considering retirement. But his tweet was, never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to take part in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Now, I just looked up the roster for the Toronto Argonauts. I think he'll make this squad.
Now, he could make that
they're
team.
Loaded at receiver. They got Chandler Worthy, who played at Troy.
They make room for him.
Terrell Sinkfield Jr. from Northern Iowa. Looks like Philip Daniels, former Washington football great, his son DeVaris, who went to Notre Dame, he's on this team. Ricky Collins.
The receiver? Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Collins Jr., Texas A&M Commerce. He's on the team. A former Virginia Cavalier, Deshaun Brissett, 6'1", 195, 25 years old. He's an Argonaut. But, I mean, I guess, like, what is his alternative? Are you retiring? Is that what you're saying? Now, again, he's since deleted the tweet. Now he's just saying freedom, question mark. But he's very upset. That's clear.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I can understand players being upset by this.
I would be upset even, if I was DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, even let's but even think of it this way. Even if I was I was fully vaccinated and I was ready to go and I've done everything I've been asked to, still this sort of coercive methodology could absolutely rub me the wrong way if I was a player. I will say that. Now, here's the beauty of this. I have an option if I'm a player. What is my option? To not play. My option is to leave this game. My option is to go do whatever what millions of people have to do each and every year when their job goes away, or they want to change careers, or they want to take some time off, they want to travel, write a book, become a blogger, you know, do funny videos, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Everybody's within their rights here. And that's what I like about this situation. That's my favorite part about it, is the NFL, they have chosen to go the hardest possible down this road. Some people may disagree with it. It's your right to disagree. But the NFL, as far as I can tell, is within their rights doing what they're doing because they've taken a certain stance. Employees of the National Football League, these independent contractors that make up the players' union, have every right to object to this, get ticked off. Now, how ticked off are you? Are you ticked off enough to fire off an angry tweet and then delete it and show up to training camp, which is my guess for DeAndre Hopkins and a lot of people? Or are you so offended and your principles are so compromised that you go, you know what? I'm not playing for a league that does this sort of stuff, that doesn't treat us well as players to begin with. By all means, everybody can do what they want here. And,
yeah.
And that's kind of my favorite part about it.
You're allowed not to play, DeAndre Hopkins. You're allowed to walk away. Nobody's forcing you to come to training camp. Nobody's forcing you to make your millions of dollars playing football. You can go do something else. And for the record, I'm not in the boat DeAndre Hopkins is in because I went and got the vaccine. Nobody forced me to. I just did it. But let's say that I didn't want to for some reason. I would be mad about this. I would be annoyed about this if I'm dug in and I have this different thought on this that DeAndre Hopkins has than what I have. I understand the anger from around the league where Matthew Judon, who left Baltimore and went to New England, says the NFL Players Association bleeping stinks or whatever it was that he tweeted, which I disagree with. But like, players are livid. They're not happy about this. I understand that. My question is, what's next? All right, so you get angry. I've been angry before. You throw something, you break something. Okay, now what? Where do you go from there? You get vaccinated? That's what the league's trying to get you to do. Or do you hold your ground and you risk? If you're the Cardinals in a division with the Rams, with the Seahawks, with the Niners, where one game makes the difference, and all three of those teams probably going to win double-digit games, these issues, or more importantly, if you don't care as much about the wins and the losses and the winning, the money. You definitely care about the money, right? A lot of people keep bringing this up, too. We're on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. The Yankees earlier this year would have had, you know, passed an outbreak, like by most standards, 6, 7, 8 players, whatever it was, of vaccinated players. Remember that tested positive.
That's right, yeah.
So I think the question is, like, if that happens on a Friday or a Saturday and a team can't play Sunday and they have to forfeit because the vaccinated player outbreak, would the team lose the checks? And to that I say, I don't think it's we know for sure that they would have to forfeit or couldn't play. I think if the majority of the players who are testing positive are vaccinated, they will move the game for you.
So the way I'm reading this, I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
I was going to say the language that came out today said unvaccinated player outbreak.
Yes.
If there's vaccinated players a part of this outbreak, then you can still move the game and you wouldn't lose your paycheck. The whole thing is just to try to get as many players as possible vaccinated, because the thinking would be, well, if we only have 4 guys on the whole team that are unvaccinated, I'm just picking a number, then the chance that we have, you know, 3 or 4 of those guys at the same time have it and we miss a game is very, very slim. I think that's what they're trying to do here.
Yeah, so the way I was explaining it to my wife, we during a commercial break, when she was back from the beach for a few moments and I was telling her the news of the day, was it's to me basically saying, we're banning drunk driving. We're not banning all driving if there's a car accident, right? If there's a car accident, damn, stuff happens. It's bad luck. It's unfortunate. That's you know, the risk you run with putting your butt in a car and wearing your seatbelt and driving to work or driving the kids to school or whatever it is that you do, going to the grocery store, et cetera. We're not going to ban regular driving, a.k.a. you take every precaution against this virus. This is from the NFL's perspective, not mine. I'm just trying to wire into the thinking here. And if you do everything you possibly can and a breakthrough still happens, we know it's not going to be as severe. We know it's not going to be as bad. given the statistics, data, et cetera, right? So if you do that, we're not punishing you for it. If you drive drunk, it's very severe punishment. But we're not banning all driving. We're banning drunk driving. So if we find that you've done that and there's an outbreak, you could go without. You could run the risk. You can absolutely run the risk of not being vaccinated, being in the NFL's mind, being unvaccinated, and go the entire year wearing your masks, not have an outbreak, play your 17 games, collect your bonus checks, go to the playoffs, tweet your tweets, do whatever you do. That's on the table for you. But if you run that risk and you get caught, we're telling you in advance, there is zero tolerance and zero sympathy from us, the NFL, because you didn't take every precaution.
Dan,
that's where they're coming from on this.
On Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, says, retiring is a bit much, referring to DeAndre Hopkins' commentary. Mm-hmm. But he says, I see where he's coming from. It should be a personal choice on whether or not you want to get the vaccine. It's still a personal choice. Like, that's the only part I always disagree with. Like, I have had to show my vaccination card to do something since being vaccinated. When I went out and covered the All-Star game, was on the field for the All-Star festivities, the Home Run Derby and the game, I had to, when I picked up my credential, show my card. If I wasn't vaccinated, I wouldn't have gotten to do that. That doesn't mean I haven't had a choice in all of this. I could have chosen not to get the vaccine, and I just wouldn't have gotten to do that thing that was really, really cool. It's not a right that I get to do that. That was something I got to experience. DeAndre Hopkins doesn't have to get vaccinated. He's allowed to go play the next 18 weeks and 17 games unvaccinated. If he gets COVID while not being vaccinated, he risks a forfeit. He risks losing money. It doesn't mean that no one is holding him down and giving him a shot that I know of. Like, that's just not going to happen. He will be able. So I guess better than saying you should have a chance, this guy's point is you should have a chance, a choice without consequences. And that is a different conversation to me.
And that's also not a realistic world that we live in.
Exactly. That's not where how the world works, by the way. So I don't understand when people say it should be a choice. It is a choice. Players have a choice. That's how over half of the Washington football team isn't vaccinated, because they have chosen not to be. But like you, like me, like everybody listening, there will be things we are and probably are not allowed to do, potentially, based on the choice that we make. You want wearing shirt and shoes or not wearing long sleeves. I got turned away from a restaurant once because I wasn't in a jacket. Like, that happens in life. I should get a choice as to whether or not I'm wearing a jacket. No, I did get a choice. I chose not to wear a jacket, and then I wasn't allowed to eat at that restaurant. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get your thoughts on the player reaction from stars like DeAndre Hopkins, who says he is considering no longer being a part of the NFL. You're listening to The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Danny, I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. The NFL has far surpassed what most people expected they would tell players could be happening to them and their teammates as a result of not being vaccinated. Today, sending a memo to 32 teams saying if there's an outbreak of unvaccinated players, teams could forfeit the game. You could take the loss. You're not going to be paid for the game. Neither is anyone else in your locker room or the team that you're supposed to be playing. All of those players won't be paid as well. Pretty amazing. You can call us and react at 800-636-1067. DeAndre Hopkins, the biggest star to vocally come out against the NFL, saying this could lead to him rethinking whether he wants to be a part of football. Other players like Matthew Judon are taking their issue with the Players Association, which presumably in some way, Danny, agreed to some of this.
You would think, yeah.
What about incentivizing players to do it? Rather than, you know, dangling like these ramifications, because the league went far. There's no doubt you're going to get a lot of anger, a lot of pushback. I don't know if the best way to pull someone out of the mud is to, you know, do something where they dig their heels in deeper necessarily, right? But like I am reading something here from a week ago where someone suggested like you could pay players to get vaccinated, give them a bonus. You could make things that the players have wanted for a long time that you could just touch a button and do. I mean, I don't know if this would move the needle that much, but like suspend all marijuana testing and everything for any player that does this. Like certain things that players have said they care about over time. Mm-hmm. You could just do that for players who get vaccinated where you now have these different rules. And it's almost like all, a new CBA that you're signing. Just asking them to do it while giving them things that they may want rather than saying, if you don't, here's what happens to you.
It's an interesting idea, but the owners don't want to give away the leverage that they've got for next CBA. I mean, those kinds of things that they're dealing with. I mean, they're basically talking about billions of dollars at stake, and the players are like, let us smoke pot, you know, and don't make it so Goodell does our punishment. Like, the players are doing checkers, and the owners are playing three-dimensional, you know, some other kind of game that hasn't even invented yet. I mean, that's the level they're on. I don't think they'd be incentivized to do that in terms of the giveaways, but when it came to this, maybe. I mean, offering players something, I think, is a nice idea. Here's what I think happened. I want to get your thoughts on this. I think they went with, let's be nice. Hey, you guys get to have pizza parties. You have nice meeting rooms. Everyone can walk around the facility.
That didn't
no
work.
More pains in the butts. Here are the nice things. And I think they got the numbers back and went, this is alarming. What's next? What else do you have, idea guy? And he's like, oh, we could go way harder than anyone ever thought we would.
Yeah.
Done. Let's do that. I think that's how this went.
Do you think the league went too far? Is going too far? 800-636-1067. Let's go to Chris in Centerville on The Fan. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So, this is disturbing. I don't know if it's as disturbing as leaving Indiana Jones and Tom Cruise unprotected, which I thought about a lot since yesterday, but it's still disturbing.
Same.
Tom Cruise being left unprotected was an outrage. I think what you're going to find when you claim Indiana Jones is they're not the players you think they are, Chris.
They are. Chris, you know better.
Well,
you
know. This is a huge flex by them. And in my opinion, like I'm a big non-union person because I think there's enough mechanisms in place to protect people. But in this case, the NFL has to realize like they're nothing without the players. And for them to flex so hard on these players and to force their hand, because that's exactly what they're doing, I think is a bad thing. And it's a lot of bad blood that they're making because it is an individual choice. And I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I know where you both stand, but at the end of the day, it's an individual choice. And, yes, it affects
it
a lot of people.
Is. It certainly is. And Chris, thank you for the call, but I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you listening. And it still remains that individual choice. The NFL's going hard. There's no doubt about that. But here's the only thing that I would say in response to that. There, if let's say DeAndre Hopkins. Now, the league will suffer slightly if DeAndre Hopkins doesn't play.
What's the percentage of the players in the league that have been vaccinated total? Isn't it like 75?
It's high. It's certainly higher than general population.
But that would be my point to him really quick before you even keep going is it's not like all players don't want this. Let's say it's a quarter of the league who hasn't done it. 75% of players, a lot of them probably got vaccinated the second they could. You know, a lot of them probably think it's the right thing to do, or a lot of them begrudgingly did. But you're talking about three quarters of the league. This isn't an issue for at all. But keep going. Sorry.
Right. So the only point I was going to make is this league will do just fine without DeAndre Hopkins. This league will keep going on. It'll still be the number one thing on television, the top 100 most watched shows. It'll be two award shows and then 97 things that will be NFL games.
But
a regular Sunday Night Football outdraws the NBA Finals.
If the top 20 receivers leave, if all the best players leave, of course, which is what he's saying.
Something.
But that's not what's happening right here. And that's not what would happen.
And that's kind of my point. The supply the supply of players is endless to climb into this league. People will do whatever they absolutely can just to get in and take their place. Now, there aren't that many DeAndre Hopkins is, which is why he gets a huge amount of money. But the next great receiver, there's plenty of guys that could go catch 80 balls if they're featured in an offense. And the league will continue to go on and make its billions, and they know that. They know they can flex.
Let's go to Steph in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up?
All right, so I got two questions, and I know that they probably don't have a particular answer, but I just wanted to see what you guys think. So my mm-hmm. first thought when I heard the news was like, okay, does this apply to just the players, or like what is it? What is the deal like if the training staff catches COVID? Does that count as the outbreak? And then the second thing is, you know, this can turn out bad. Like, what if this happens the week of the Super Bowl? What will the NFL do then, you guys think?
So, appreciate it. All right, number one, if it affects the Super Bowl's getting moved. They can say whatever they want. Super Bowl's getting played.
Yeah, calendar-wise, they can do that.
Exactly. And, oh, by the way, scheduling, calendar, as you said, like the whole point of not being able to reschedule games or not wanting to is it's really, really tough to do. It's arduous. It's hard. So, with Super Bowl, there's nothing else you have to worry about. Whenever this game gets played, it's our culminating game. There's no other teams involved. So, that one's easy. The other question I think is amazing. That's a really smart question.
Does this
just apply to the players? I'll give you an example. There was an outbreak at the facility for Washington. We praised them all season, correctly, that they didn't mm-hmm. have cases. If you remember, start of the offseason, I think Rivera even told us on our show, he had to send the staff home because there was an outbreak at the building with staffers, then coaches and other people, perhaps. What happens if that happens? Is the team penalized? Now, I don't think the players are going to lose all their money if none of the players are testing positive. But if you have unvaccinated employees, does the league care as much about that as they do the players? Because if not, then it seems like all they care about is the optics of when Ian Rappaport's on TV saying what percentage of players is vaccinated. That's all the league seems to care about then, right?
That's how I read this. To my knowledge, is there an NFLPA for training staff, for equipment managers? You know what I mean? Like they're contracted employees of teams. So this to me is the league at large dealing with the players at large. Individual teams as organizations, you've got one team has two towel guys, one team has three. One team has three cleat guys, one team has one. That is all sort of individually done on their operating budgets. And I don't know if the league can make a policy that has to do with those guys and gals. You know what I mean? Like I think to me that I'm reading this as players and NFLPA and the NFL involved in this, and they kind of came to this as an agreement. I don't know the answers to how they would treat it if there's an outbreak among staff or the business office or you know whoever might interact, some PR folks interacting with players on a semi-regular basis. I don't know how that would be treated.
I want to get into the Players Association element of this too, risking infighting and the number of players that have already come out and are going to be very, very upset if they are, in fact, in lockstep with the league on this. Because as you and I have said, they had to have signed off and agreed to some of this, or else it just wouldn't fly. Let's get into that part next. 800-636-1067. We can push our 5 at 5. This is huge breaking news today. The NFL making it pretty clear to teams, if you have a low vaccination rate and there are COVID cases, you're going to pay with wins and losses, and you're not going to get paid. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.